For years, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has promoted the need for more farmers to plant cover crops.
To not only improve soil health, not only improve water quality, but also improve their bottom line.
Big kudos to USDA for all that they're doing to really promote this.
That's Laura Bryant with the Natural Resources Defense Council, co-author of a new report putting numbers on the benefits of cover crops. For that report, it's called Climate Ready Soils. Researchers used tools developed by USDA and land-grant universities to measure those cover crop benefits. The study says if soybean and corn producers put cover crops on just half their acres in the 10 top agricultural states, it would capture enough carbon to equal taking 4 million cars off the road. Also, it would increase the organic matter in the soil by 1%.
Then that could help the soil hold an additional trillion gallons of water, and that's enough to meet the annual needs of nearly 33 million people.
So that could make the soil hold up much better under drought conditions. Cover crops could also make the soil hold together better during flood events, and in any weather, generally reduce runoff of fertilizers and chemicals into nearby sources of water. Now, farmers, yes, may be good stewards of the land and all that, but they are in business to make money. And planting and taking care of a cover crop does cost money. So we go to surveys done through the Agriculture Department's Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program, SARE for short. And Brian told us those surveys have all shown the same thing.
Farmers who planted cover crops compared to those who didn't actually had higher yields. So when it comes to an individual farmer's profitability, yes, you pay for the seed, but SARE's shown through their survey 3 years in a row that cover crops can pay for themselves.
But if cover crops are so great, why do farmers have only 2% of corn and bean acres with cover crops? Opinions vary on that, but some barriers mentioned include not having enough information about cover crops and the extra cost and the extra runs across the fields to plant, feed, and then terminate the cover crops in time to get the main commodity crops back in. However, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Laura Bryant both say that with more and more information out there and more studies about the bottom line benefits,
you'll see an expansion of cover crops.
And I think it's just going to grow by leaps and bounds in the next few years.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.